96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. Today, Z Live Off the Record is sponsored by Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Doctors Hospital, Dunkin' Donuts, Grand Bahama News, Cheney's Uniform Center, Ministry of National Security, Papa Joe's Cafe, Printmasters, RF Bank and Trust, and Royal Star Assurance. If you want to give us a call today on the show, at some point, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. So you can WhatsApp us, me, on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. Y'all good? I sure hope so. It's still hot out there. No wonder we have these early picking up of weather systems. We are continuously mindful of praying for our brothers and sisters in the Caribbean who have been impacted by Hurricane Beryl. We've been there. And so, you know, that's nothing to play with. And so the extent to which we are helping, God bless us. God bless government for lending and extending a hand, as so many have had to do for us in times past. Okay. So I was listening to the Member of Parliament for Long Island's plea to the central bank to intervene, do something about the fees being charged by banks. In particular, he mentions that Royal Bank of Canada indicated that they are going to be charging a fee for any time you have a decline of your debit card. So we'll talk about that at some point, but I thought that the Member of Parliament, Adrian Gibson's comments created a good opportunity to understand the role that the central bank has and some context to the way we operate in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. So the first thing I wanted you to know is this, and I hope you hear me when I say it. Either you like it or don't like it, either you want it or don't want it, but it is a fact of life in the Bahamas. We are what we call a free enterprise system. Okay, our society operates on the basis of free, not slave, not forced, free enterprise. What does that mean? That means that we have the right to private property. And so if I am licensed to trade in this society, the principle of free enterprise means that there is minimal government intervention in the affairs of private enterprise, minimal. It means that essentially the government's intervention is about, first of all, ensuring people are safe, ensuring that people are healthy, protecting the public mores, protecting the civility of the state, protecting a person's ability to enjoy, have and enjoy their life, their property, their rights under the law. Beyond those fundamental things, if I decide to trade, listen to me very carefully, in a free enterprise system, it works this way. If I want to charge you $500,000 for a cup, you know what I mean by cup? Yeah, the sweet water that you put inside the and then freeze. If I want to charge you $500,000 for that, the government don't come and say, "Shabab, we'll stop doing foolishness here. You have to charge people $1.75. But you can't charge them $500,000. That it cannot happen. If I want to charge you $6,843.34 for rent of my apartment, the government says, you can't do that. You can't do that unless I'm under some government program where I have committed to doing so. I could do that. Because in that transaction, I am free to do what I want. And guess what? You are free to say, absolutely no, I will not do that. You are free to do that. Unless something I have represents some essential commodity that if you don't have, you will die or that nature, the government can under those circumstances. Why? Because it is protecting life and liberty and all those kinds of things. It might and can intervene. But otherwise, the government does not. See, when you decide and I decide I ain't going to this bank, I go to that bank, or I ain't going to no bank at all, the government doesn't say, but you have to go to the bank because we need the banks. We need, and if you don't go to the bank, we won't have banks, and therefore we'll have a problem in our financial system. The government doesn't say that. See, there's always two sides to every transaction. Banks get to do what they want to do, and you get to do what you want to do. You get to say no. And you could say no to some of them. You could say no to all of them. And if enough of people say no to all of them, then they will change their behavior. That is the principle and underlying premise of a free enterprise system. That's what we have. I didn't say you like it. I didn't say you want it. I'm telling you that's what we have. But I promise you this, you like it when it is working for you. When it is your apartment, the government doesn't tell you how much to rent it for. When it's your government doesn't tell you how much to sell it for. When it is your food that you are selling, you don't want nobody to tell. When it is your labor and the government doesn't say to you, but you can't charge the people $17, $18, $30 an hour. You can't do that. The government doesn't do that. Why? The businesses need labor. And if you withdraw your labor, don't give it labor, then we don't have an economy. So you could make the same argument, labor is essential. So we live in a free enterprise system. The banks in this country are not publicly owned, right? They are privately owned. Does anyone tell Bahamas Air how much to charge for tickets? And Bahamas Air is government owned? Why doesn't the government say, no, man, don't charge people $349 to go to Fort Lauderdale, man. Don't charge people $300-something to go down there to South Inagua. No, man, don't do that. But doesn't do that. Doesn't say that. Bahamas Air operates in the free enterprise. So does BPL. So does BTC. Oh, government owned. So does Bank of Bahamas. But government owned, because we live in a free enterprise system. So asking the government, well, asking the central bank to intervene in the fee structuring of the banks is asking the central bank to intervene, to make different our free enterprise system. That's what you have to be doing. You have to be saying, we want more government intervention in the bank. And why just stop at the banks? Why not at the doctor's offices? You need them. Why not the lawyer's offices? You need them. Why not at the real estate offices? People want their homes. So that's the first thing. We have to be careful. This notion of asking government to intervene in certain things, especially price setting mechanisms in the private sector. That's the first thing. Secondly, the central bank has no power to order banks to set fees at a certain level. No power whatsoever. And if the central bank had any such power, that power would come from the parliament. That's the only way. The only way you could compel somebody to do something is by law. And so it's not the central bank you have to go to. You got to look at yourself. You have to say, we, in this House of Assembly, need to do something. And you all are sitting right there in the House of Assembly, FNM and PLP. If all of y'all agree that banks should have fees set at a certain rate and end aspects of our free enterprise system, just pass a law. If, as long as that law doesn't contravene the Constitution, the banks will have no choice. Tell the banks, you shall charge no fee for debit card declines. The Debit Card Decline Act of 2024. That's all you have to do. It's not on the central bank. The central bank has no such power. Go look in the Central Banks Act and see if the central bank can order any bank, any financial institution to set any particular price for its services at any particular rate. It cannot. So don't put it on the central bank. That's on you and the parliament. That's on you. That's on you, members of parliament, if you want to do that. I think it would be rather foolish to do it, but if you want to do it, you could do it. Folks, let me tell y'all something. I don't want to pay high fees for anything. Sometimes I don't want to pay fees for anything. But I'm not going to promote an understanding or a misunderstanding of how things work in our country. Because when you adopt a principle, you better hope the principle fits for you. None of us, when we get in business, wants the government to tell us, but tell Burger King, Kentucky, Bamboo Shack, no, man, why are you charging people that kind of money for your chicken and burgers and them? Man, come down. This is the price you shall set for them. None of us wants that. None of us. So beating up on banks is popular these days. I'm sorry, I can't help you. I will call them out when I think they need to be called up, but I ain't gonna join up beating up on banks because it happens to be a popular issue thing. Things gotta make sense, right? And the one thing I say to you is a central bank cannot order any banks to set their fees at any particular thing. The central bank could talk to them, use its moral suasion and say, you know, yeah, sure, you all wanna do that. You know, the central bank could do that, but the central bank cannot set, it has no such power. The only power to regulate fees in that way rests with the parliament, and that is provided the parliament has decided we no longer want, at least in that particular aspect of things, a free enterprise system. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabara Lang, your host. We'll be after this break.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Happy Independence, Bahamas. Let's celebrate 50 plus one together with a unique Janae's Uniform Center Independence print, dry fit polo or t-shirts, ribbons and pull bows in black, gold, and aquamarine. Janae's special family package includes buy two adults and three children Independence polos or t-shirts and get 15% off. Outfit your staff for a special Independence dress of week or day with a different design. For more than 30 pieces of Janae's Independence polos or t-shirts, get up to 25% discount. Janae's Uniform Center, Chesapeake Road, Independence Selections. Choose your favorite and celebrate celebrate 50 plus one. Mama, restrictions apply.
Are you ready to elevate your day with a burst of flavor? Look no further than Dunkin', your ultimate destination for everything delicious. From our freshly brewed coffee that is sure to pick you up, to our signature frozen beverages that will cool you down. Forget our mouth-watering sandwiches, made to order all day. Dunkin' has it all. And of course, our lineup of fresh donuts, muffins, and more. Mm. Dive into a world of yummy flavors at Dunkin' and bring joy to your day. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Doctors Hospital Specialist Clinic is where trusted and best care meets consistency and dedication. Let our expert specialists take you on a healthcare journey where warmth, compassion, and your well-being come first. From diagnosis to prescription, we are with you every step of the way, ensuring your peace of mind. Visit us today at Centerville Medical Center, Collins Avenue. Discover quality, compassionate healthcare at Doctors Hospital Specialist Clinic.
I'm Theodore Campbell, Chief Superintendent of Police within the Royal Bahamas Police Force. There was a cousin of mine who was the leader of one of the biggest gangs in this country during the early 90s. The gang that he was a part of tried to recruit all of us. I did not join because I was kept involved in positive activities. I saw what worked, what didn't work. I just was able to utilize all of the gifts and talents over the years to impact young persons' lives throughout our nation. Every single individual has the freedom to choose. But if you choose light, these are the benefits. If you choose darkness, these are the results of your choice. I've seen music bring young persons from gangs through a trumpet, through a clarinet, through a drum. Conflicts will come. Circumstances will come. We just have to be consistent, dedicated, and committed with our young persons. Crime-free looks like me.
Do your part. Join the movement to a safer Bahamas.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. I have a text here that says, banks have special licenses which allow them to operate in a less than free enterprise environment. They use public money. There is not free and fair competition because they are part of a specially licensed oligarchy. They can better be compared to the foreign companies. They should be regulated by ERCA because they seem to run the central bank. Monopolies and oligarchies should only be operated by government. I am so sorry, but this is an entirely mixed up and uninformed position. So, not partially, it is entirely uninformed, okay? First of all, banks don't use public money. That's an absolutely incorrect and unfactual thing. Banks use private money. Banks take deposits from members of the public. Don't get the fact that you are a member of the public mixed up with public money. Public money is that money which goes into the treasury and is used by the government. That's public money. When you put your money in the bank, it's private money. If your money was public, government could do with it as it pleases. That is not true. That is not what happens in the banks. People, do not let anyone tell you that banks use public money. That is absolutely untrue. Secondly, banks are not licensed oligarchies. First of all, declared anything an oligarchy. Show me that law. Tell me that, where it is. Tell me how you concluded the banks are oligarchy, apart from oligarchy. See, don't be throwing terms out. Because you are not talking to people who are uninformed. Right? Banks are not part of any oligarchy. Banks could act oligarchical, but you got to prove that. You got to demonstrate that. You can't just shout, oh, banks are specially licensed oligarchy. That's nonsense. The central bank does not and is not authorized to license oligarchies. That's nonsense. Central bank licenses banks. That's what they do. They license banks. Deposit taking enterprises. Okay? And that's what they do. So they have a note. They are only special because in the financial system, they have a special role to play. And it is that they are regulated in respect of that intermediary role that they play, not because they are some special oligarchy. It's not true. Okay? And so the central bank regulates for the protection of the private money that goes into the bank by saying you have to have this particular level of reserve. You have to be able to, you have to have this level of capital ratio, ratio to whatever, all kinds of matrices that they use to ensure that the integrity of the bank for the safeguarding of whose funds? Yes, the public, but not the public as in the government-controlled money public, but the public as in the private citizens who deposit their funds in the banks. Banks are private, their clients are private, et cetera, and they compete against each other. And if you think that they are just coordinating their affairs so as to avoid competition, you have to prove it. You can't just say that. Just because 10 grocery stores all have milk for the same mean that they fixed the price. They could have, but it doesn't mean that. Right? So, you know, we have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Brother Lime.
Hey, how you doing?
All is well. I just want to get some little clarity on that situation, too, right? Concerning us to Adrian Gibson. And he was an attorney, too.
He is, yes.
Okay, so when he make a statement like that the bank doing something what isn't good for the clients, right? And he call on the central bank.
Mm-hmm.
He call on the central bank to deal with that situation because of what?
Just because in his mind, the central bank can do something about it. I'm saying because in his mind, the central bank can do something about it. That's what he's thinking, that this is something the central bank can say to banks, you all need to not charge this fee.
Okay, so according to the information which you've given us, right? He being a part of the government and all, he didn't know.
Yeah, everybody who's a part of the government or doesn't know everything or many things about the government. You might think they should or you might hope they would, but that doesn't mean they know everything. You've heard on instances where Prime Minister Davis was asked things, he said he didn't know. You know, I've been asked questions sometimes, I didn't know, because you don't know everything. So he assumes that this is possible, but I can tell you there is no law giving the central bank authority.
How he was stressing that, right, Brother Lang? He was stressing that. It's like he know what's happening. It's like he has some
but you know,
knowledge.
But, yeah, but that ain't no different than plenty of people who we talk to on these shows who you know how you say you're wrong and strong. I've been wrong too.
Anyhow, I just discuss, you know, knowing Adrian, I know he is a well-educated brother, and he ain't gonna mislead, and he ain't gonna do nothing.
But this doesn't have anything to do with misleading. This doesn't have anything to do with misleading. I know many people who believe that people, government, and other enterprises have powers that they don't have.
Nope. on a positive note too, I heard somebody else made a statement, not within this thingam, but sometime last year, I think I heard someone made a statement too concerning certain banks them what was over taxing people, overfeeing people, putting higher fees on people, and they were saying they would call on the deal with that through the central bank.
Yeah, and but I would say the same thing to them. That doesn't change it. If the prime minister said this, I'd say the same thing to him. It don't matter.
The central bank don't have no say concerning the bank stamp. Like,
not the language. That's not the language. That's not the language you and I need to use. It's not a question of say, because saying don't mean nothing. I could say anything. The question is whether it has the power to do so. Right, that's the question. Whether that's the power, and all you need to do is, if you want to know, go and check their law.
Yeah. Okay then. Well, just wanted, cause I know. I mean, I have a little issues with the bank and the fees too. The same bank too. I take all my money out of the bank.
Yeah. Issues. All of us can have issues. We have. I've listened to the people call this show. They have issues with prices in the food store.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
So it's really not what can be done.
Enjoy the rest of your show, man. God bless.
Thanks, man. Thanks. I want to tell you though, if you want to do something with the banks, you did it yourself. You say you pull all your money out of that bank, right?
Yeah, you pull all your money out of there.
Consumers have the most power to impact how they are treated by the people from whom they consume.
You're right about
see, the people they consume from voluntarily.
Like you say, they have the freedom to do them things.
That's right. And especially if you do it against them. Right. Especially for things you... Yeah. Okay, man.
Well, anyhow.
Thanks a lot.
You can play catch up, my brother.
Yeah, bro. Take care.
Okay, God bless.
You too, man. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabab Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this break.
Impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I ain't marched the car. The lady run into me marched the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit RSA online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns, where they hiding the drugs, who shoot who part of which gang, or who disturbing the peace with a loud music and the motorcycles.
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gift and Bahama Market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to call us, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259 from 300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We were talking about the banks, the call that Mr. Adrian Gibson, Member of Parliament for Long Island, was making on the central bank to intervene in the affairs of the bank, in particular Royal Bank, which has decided that it was going to charge a fee, I'm told, for debit card declines. I don't know that to be true. I didn't see that myself, but I'm only commenting on what I heard Mr. Gibson commenting on. I think we have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How are you doing, sir?
I'm right here. What's up?
Everything all right, Mr. Lang.
Yeah, man, I'm good. Thank you.
Before I make my point about the bank, someone was saying something about the banks using private people's money or something to do something. You said, no, that's not so. But I read about something a few years back, kind of rusty on the banking system, where it shows how banks, they call it money creation, more or less, where they create money out of thin air based upon loans and et cetera, how they are allowed to increase the money up to a certain amount without it out. You know what I mean? They're able to, like, being miracle workers with the money. You know, I think one of these days, if you understand fractional banking system, it'd be good if we could have a show on that so that people could understand what the fractional banking system is all about. But okay. When it comes to government and regulation, that's one of the things that people tout about the government, that the government is not there to be into business, but to create atmosphere where businesses can thrive, et cetera, like that. But I feel as if the government's main responsibility is to protect the public from big business. If there's anyone who the government should side with always, it should be on the side of the public. And I feel as if greed, Mr. Lang, should be a concept, some type of ingrainment in the law system to deal with greed. I feel as if that price control should be something that a government should do. And I feel as if they should do it based upon, like, a cost versus the selling price of items. If businesses purchase items at a certain cost, they should not be allowed to inflate the price no more than a certain percentage, no matter what the item is. Price control should be on everything. Everything. That is, you should only allow a reasonable amount of profit, not greed, because even in the Bible, according to biblical scriptures, even Jesus whipped the bankers. That's who Jesus kicked out. That's who Jesus pulled out the whip for. He pulled out the whip for the money changers. He pulled out the whip.
Yeah, for the bankers. and Jesus, that was a different story. Jesus told you why he did that. He said, don't use my Father's house as a place of business. He wasn't whipping business. He said, you're not supposed to be doing this here. Secondly, it was Jesus who told the parable of the who who rebuked his slave, I mean his servant, for taking his money and not investing it and giving him a good return, and saluted the person who brought him the highest return. Right? Oh, come on, man. You believe everything should be price controlled? Okay. Man, no problem. No problem. We have another call on the line, do we?
Yes.
Hi, yes, Mr. how you doing?
Mr. Lang, Sialan Johnson here.
Yeah,
a couple of points. You know, you know, technology has made competition open, not just for local, but for internationally, for individuals to consider when we talk about price control, et cetera, because we have the ability now to order direct on manufacturers and other people wholesale, factoring the same.
100%?
Rate that customs and duty, shipping, everything. And so what happens, I think, is just lack of education. It's the same thing in the Bill of 2020 that we would move towards more so of even modifying. I think it's the Bank and Trust Covenants Regulation, I think 316, for us to basically look at the digitization of banks to allow non-banks or banks without kind of duplicate what the essentially what the these wallets are now doing to allow some modification and control. This is something I know has been done in the U.S. and other places for the last 30 years. But my main primary question to you is that this conversation goes across the Bahamas in the line, something what I just said about that the law disallows behemoths from owning banks. So I'd just like for you, if not today, some other day, to take a look at 316 and 347, which is the Insurance Act, and let's have a conversation.
Hold on, C. Allen, though, that the law disallows behemoths to own banks?
Yeah, that's the belief that behemoths can't own banks. Behemoths can't own banks.
No, I mean,
they don't believe me.
I understand what you're saying now, but I'm saying if that were true, somebody need to talk to Bank of Bahamas, Commonwealth Bank, Fidelity, and tell them stop doing nonsense.
No, but see, for some reason, these behemoths don't believe that they're actually even behemoth banks. I've tried. I'm simply saying I've tried, okay? And, you know, people say, well, you ain't this and you ain't whatever.
You can't worry about people who, when you give them the facts, they buck against that. That's life, my brother. So you
know
how to
do it. The problem is that my spying leaders have the same...
something? I know if you ever read this, I can't remember what his position is, but he did a study, and he said in his study that it's the guess what it is a study on C. Allen. It's a study on stupidity, and so this is he has the I think it's like the 7 rules of stupidity. You know what the first rule is? Is that stupidity is not correlated with any other factor. Meaning you can be smart and stupid, you could be educated and stupid, you could be uneducated and stupid, you could be rich and stupid, you could be poor and stupid. So just because somebody is X, Y, and Z don't mean that they can't have stupid ideas or be stupid, according to him. He also, one of the other rules is that however many stupid people you think exist in the world, he says they exist abundantly more. Now, here's his definition of stupidity. This is an actual study now. It's an actual thing for this gentleman.
Yeah,
the book, I think.
I found it Bonhoeffer.
Yeah. And, you know, remember he said in that too, he said, this is the definition of stupidity. When you do something to harm somebody else and harm yourself in the process. He says, if you do something to harm somebody else and don't harm yourself, you're just being wicked. Right? But if you're doing something that does... harm somebody else and harms yourself, says you're being stupid. So people can have and hold ideas sometimes just out of stupidity because they refuse to believe the truth or to accept the facts.
Right. But one of the things is that I do believe that our society do need to be educated more on the access that digital has. Because like I use this example when the Prime Minister went and spoke at Life of Key, when he talked about these walls that is up, and from the when I look and try to analyze what has been said to be the walls, they've all been torn down by digital. You know, whether it be access to capital, it's like making a claim that behemoths can't raise capital internationally and do the same thing Atlantis or any of these other small resorts and things are doing. I'm saying that's not the fact. So there's a lot of things that we have to understand being 23 years into the 21st century, and hopefully now we'll accelerate that process as more and more people become informed.
I got you, brother. Thank you very much. Appreciate you calling.
All right. Bye.
Yeah. It's Texas, Mr. Lang. If RBC keeps going in the direction they're going, they soon be yesterday's news. Bahamians was already angry at RBC for embedding the rainbow to their logo. And they go, there's 50 cents going to do next. Well, the chance of RBC going the way of the dinosaurs anytime soon is slim to none. RBC is the government of the Bahamas, the central main bank. Do you know what that means? That means that the government's $250 to $300 million overdraft facility is held at RBC. What do you think the government's going to do? Pick it up and go and take it to somewhere else? It ain't going to happen no time soon. The government of Bahamas facilitates all kinds of financing transactions to RBC. RBC does business with a whole lot of people. They're going the way? I can tell you what I do think in many respects is that RBC's small people sensitivity may have been diminished by the fact that they have such massive clients that, you know, but when we come back though, on the other, I'm not even talking about this 50 cents decline. When I said, when I come back from the other side of the break, though, I do want to talk about what it seeks to do and why we getting offended. I mean, I really want to know why that offends us and what that tells us about us. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after the news break.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
You believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas. And everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Whatever weather, cold or warm, just letting you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me, 93043. So let's have a conversation now about the proposed fee charge of RBC for every debit decline, that would be 50 cents. Okay, let's say 50 cents. So let's look at this for a moment. So RBC says, if you have a debit decline, I charge you 50 cents. So why are they charging you a fee? Because you had a debit decline. What is a debit decline? It means that I go to use my debit card and I don't have enough funds. So when I get to the machine, it says, sorry, decline, or not even the machine, the cashier say, I'm sorry, that was decline. They don't even say it in a low voice sometimes. They say, I'm sorry, that was decline. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada or Europe or the Bahamas, it was decline. Let's ask ourselves the question as adults now. Whose fault is it that your card was declined? Whose fault was that? I didn't check my balance. I went and used my debit card and it was declined. Whose fault is that? You say, but it could have been a mistake. True. Let me tell you how the mistake can happen. I have three cards at a bank. They all look, three debit cards. They are for different things, right? But different enterprises, different personal accounts, and they all look alike. All the cards, all three cards look alike. They don't have the same number. They don't even all have the same name on it because some is business. But I pull out a card. I'm not really at that moment thinking, and I put the wrong card in for more than that. A card has declined. Whose fault is that? Yes, it was a mistake, but it was false that I should have looked on my card and see, no, Shivago, that's not the one you want to use. You want to use this one. But I didn't. It was my mistake. So if there's a technical glitch on RBC's side, if you can demonstrate that, listen, my card was declined. I have had more than enough money on this card and it was declined. And you have a right to approach RBC and say, something's wrong with this. Okay? So not paying 50 cents is more in our control than it would be in the central bank's control. Because I should, with sufficiency of regularity, check my account balances. Sometimes I have standing order checks some places. And sometimes because I know I have a deposit coming later than I anticipated, I will email the folk and say, listen, do not put that in today because I'm telling you the deposit for it will not be there. And they'll write me back and say, they may charge me a late fee, but that's on me. Right? Yeah. I'm talking about being adults about this. We do we want to be treated as adults in some ways. And then in other ways, we want daddy government and daddy this and that. And the next thing come rescue us for things we can. Now, let me ask you a question. We all have debit cards. Let's be honest now. How many of you would have more than 2-4 declines of your debit card in a month? How many of you would do that? And if you would, why is that the case? Well, why would that be the case? You're running to the ATM machine all the time to check your balance. You're running to the ATM machine all the time. They didn't say if you go to the ATM machine and try to pull off money and the machine says to it, you have insufficient funds, that they would charge you a fee. You know, they didn't say that. They say if you go out there to a merchant or somebody trying to order something and you get declined, we're going to charge you 50 cents for that. Now, my question is, what does that cost RBC? Because if RBC is doing this, someone sat down and thought to do this. And generally speaking, you are doing business things like this that can annoy customers, either because you incur significant costs or too much of a nuisance. But I could tell you one thing. If you don't want to pay the 50 cents, you know what you're going to have to be and I'm going to have to be? Oh, more responsible monitors of our balances. Oh, my God. Who wants to do that? Who wants to be a more responsible monitor of their balances on their accounts? Central Bank, protect me from that, please. Protect me from checking my balance to make sure when I go to do this transaction that I don't have a decline and have to pay 50 cents. I want to be irresponsible in monitoring the balance on my account. Are we serious? Really? We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you. But go ahead, caller. We're listening.
Mr. Lang, sorry to call back. So I just wanted to ask one important question.
Let me tell you something, right? You're gonna ask me a question. So ask your question.
The question I wanted to ask is: Can banks willy nilly raise fees, or when the bank, or do they have to go to the government when the banks? Of the government part, and if the government does not pass,
that's a straightforward question. No, you called to ask. Listen, sir, let me tell you something. You notice I try to exercise immense patience with you now when it comes to the show. I am not going to let you monopolize the show. You've asked a question, I'm going to answer it. Thank you very much. Answer is yes, they can. They don't have to go through anybody. They want to raise a fee, they're free to do so. They want to charge a fee, they're free to do so. Okay. This text says, hi, Shivago, what is the cost of the decline to the bank? Yes, I don't know. Do we know what? That's why I was saying someone had to sit down and think. This is costing us something. This is a nuisance to us. Because if this is not a cost to you in any significant way, man, come on, you'll stop doing nonsense. Really? Really? I mean, seriously. But I don't know. I just think banks, let me tell you all something, right? Y'all know, I keep telling y'all, I'm on your side. I don't care if these people get mad with me for saying that, I'm on the side of businessman. I'm on the side of good business. I'm on the side of the things that help us enjoy the standard of living we have. But I do not think that you should do nonsense. I mean, unless there is some significant nuisance that a decline causes you, and you should explain to your customers if there is. Y'all are so, sometimes we can be so tone deaf, so insensitive to the political realities of the people you serve that you don't think you owe them an explanation to say, listen, the reason why we're doing this is because. Now, I don't know. Maybe you guys not accepting it. But I mean, like, really, someone had to sit down and think, by the way, here's what they had to have done. You all notice how many declines we are having with these debit cards and what it's costing us. We have to set up this and we have to set that up. That's a cost to us. We shouldn't have to incur that cost. Or someone sat down and said, man, we need to figure out how to raise some more revenue. How about charging people for declines? Well, if I charge you for a decline, and generally speaking in economics, we say when the cost of something goes up, people tend to act differently. Then if people act differently, then that cost is going to go down. So it can't be a sustainable revenue raising enterprise unless I just have people who, you are going to keep the not monitoring your balance so that you have to repeatedly pay 50 cents. And it's that often that it costs that much and the banks are in that much money back. Y'all, come on. The bank seems to me a little odd on this and we seem a little odd to be upset about it. It's like they go up on Captain Crunch in the food. So you think I'm going to go protest and ask the government to intervene in that? No, I'm going to leave that Captain Crunch right on the shelf to stale unless somebody else buy it. So can this not be covered under the monthly service fee? It may well be. I don't know. I don't know the bank's inside business. I don't. It says, and how can I charge for poor service when I'm not as down? Here is how you charge for poor service. Walk away. Walk away. But we say, oh, we need, okay, then there you go. Walk away. By the way, you are not wrong. Oh my God, those ATM machines y'all are trying to drive us to. What? Have you been there at any of these ATM machines? Well, if you only got one, maybe the one is working all the time. But if you got multiples and only one or any wake, I feel you, brother. We got a call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I hope you're doing well, sir.
Yeah, man, what's up?
Right, yeah. Mr. Lang, let me just ask you something. What's the difference between the bank and the gas station?
What's the difference?
The bank can charge whatever fees, whatever they want to charge, right? I mean, I guess in regards to the interest, that is set by the central bank, right?
No, not at all.
So they can charge whatever interest that they want to charge?
No, there is some cap on interest in some context, not in some context. But it's not really like, if they want to charge you 33% on your credit card, they could do so.
Okay. And right? So, but if the gas station wants, they can go up, right?
The reason for that is this. The gas stations, this is the government's theory of the case, now not Chivago Line, because if it was me, I'd let it run free. Okay? Just so we know. But the government's theory of the case is that their charge runs through everything. You can't argue that with the banks. The banks' charges don't run through everything.
Yeah, but they don't. Free enterprise, you know. No,
that's why, listen, I'm only telling you. I'm saying to you that the government is irrational. You're right. They're irrational. Mm-hmm. Just like how they price fix the buses, just like how they price fix the taxis. I think that all of that is nonsense.
Mm.
I think all of it is nonsense. Okay, so I'm not arguing against you. You're right. They are being irrational to say I could fix the fees of the gas station people, the bus drivers, but I can't fix the fee of insurance or banks. I agree with that. I don't think they should be fixing the fee of any.
So it's not really a free enterprise system then.
But it is free. But my point was that it is free. There's no question about that, because there's more things in this country that do not have controls on prices than things that do.
Yeah.
For instance, even on price control items, there are 26 price controlled items. How many SKUs are there in the food stores? Thousands. okay? There's gas stations. How many other businesses are not price fixed in this country? How many people's rents are not? How many haircuts? How many manicures, spas, cars, et cetera? So no, you can't. Nobody is going to say if the vast majority of something is something, that the minority of something characterizes it as something. You cannot say that.
So right? My question is, because I feel that without regulations, there has to be law and order and regulations.
But the banks are regulated. Banks, you can't say the banks are regulated. The only reason why your money is safer rather than not in the banks, the only reason why your money is insured up to $100,000 or $50,000 or whatever it is now, is because it's regulated. So you can't say it's not regulated. What you want is price fixing. To some degree, to a large degree, banks are regulated. You just want regulation.
One time I called the central bank I thought that the compliance unit was the unit that really dealt with banks and making them compliant to whatever, you know, so-called regulations.
We want people to understand their compliance, the compliance people, their job is compliance with respect to avoiding money laundering and financing of terrorism. That's what they do.
The central bank regulates. Because Mr. Lang, really, I believe the government needs to step in, and just like how they could step in other areas, they could regulate these banks. And with these charges, because I think in other countries, banks are regulated, right?
No, do that. Not on Sea Live. This is how you do it. You get access to all kind of information, and you go and find me the place where they set the fees for banks. One place. That isn't communist or dictatorial. Find me a free enterprise system where it happens.
But
Barbados, Jamaica, I
could be wrong, but like in some cases, like when they had those mortgage crises,
postulating for me, man. This is an easy thing to do. You ain't putting nothing in the atmosphere out there that don't represent something you could verify, man.
What I'm asking you, because I mean, like I said, I could be wrong, but I know that enormous.
Why guessing?
But I'm saying, I mean, it's easy. This can be easy to verify. I know that in some cases, the U.S. government stepped in and they closed down banks and banks who were
has nothing to do with prices. Nothing ever to do with prices. Never. Ever. And the Central Bank of the Bahamas has done the same thing where banks have failed to meet their liquidity ratio standards, failed to meet their capital ratio standards, failed to meet their reserve level standards, etc. So now, this is Z Live. We don't do that. All right, come on, guys. Come on, this is the age of AI, right, C. Allen? You could go right on Google or Edge or whatever one of them, and just type it in and ask AI to help you. Right? Why does the U.S. government close this bank down? It ain't because they was charging high fees. They were charging 50 cents for declining deficits, etc. Nonsense. The U.S.? This text says, I meant to mention that unless I am mistaken, RBC was actually reducing its fee from $1 to 50 cents. That was a change that was badly executed and explained. When my personal account was there and before my overdraft on a business account, I vaguely remember paying a dollar for declines and complaining to them, which they reversed, almost 100% sure that that was RBC. It costs nothing to decline as it is done digitally. However, it, who may be the complainants to the bank for the for being charged a fee for a transaction that was not completed? That's pretty sensible. Rather than changing their complete software programming with multiple if-then coding that reflects maybe dozens of scenarios and may create other issues that must be then be resolved. Okay, so the carrot or the stick decision had to be made. Guess what? They used the stick on those creating the problem. Wow. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. Good, good, good point. Says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Not sure if you recall when a bank statement or printout of the balance was $0. Then a scam was around and the people was asking you to bring in a printout of your account. So many people were asking for printouts that the bank started charging $10 for a printout and never took it away. So in this case, 50 cents. I believe the bank sees a revenue income. Okay. Oh, boy. I didn't tell you about banks before. Haitians, banks, the Grand Bahama Port Authority, and who else? Haitians, banks, the Grand Bahama Port Authority, and something else, yawning and never be, and politicians. The only difference is politicians don't beat up on themselves. They beat up on each other, but they don't beat up on themselves. So they're not going to go around and say, what we need to do is we need to fire us. What we need to do is beating up on the banks. Oh, my God. That's like licking candy. Well, why not? I mean, banks like people that do like banks don't care. You know, yeah, the man say, y'all is be spending public money. Therefore, y'all have a special license, and therefore, y'all should be treated like. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
At Burger King Nassau with the new Independence Croissant Sandwich Combo. Enjoy a buttery croissant with your choice of ham, sausage, or bacon along with eggs, red onions, and a tropical sauce. The new Independence Croissant Sandwich comes with BK's classic hash browns and your choice of tea, coffee, or orange juice. Don't miss out on the new info available all month long at Burger King Nassau. Happy Independence, Bahamas.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Your health just got brighter with Lamp Insured. Sign up for Doctors Hospital's Lamp Insurance Supplement Plan and enjoy copay waivers and complete access with no upfront ER or inpatient collections. Only $30 per month. Visit doctorshosp.com/lamp to sign up or contact 242-822-1009. That's 242-822-1009. Your journey to affordable and worry-free healthcare begins now.
Current Cut Productions presents Papa Joe's Cafe. Watch Joe, the cafe owner, grapple with the grief and chaos of daily life, a mouthy waitress, and a parade of lively characters. With themes of political satire, romance, and betrayal, this is a story you won't want to miss. Join us for an unforgettable stage play at the Performing Arts Center at UB on July 12th and 13th.
I'm Andy Knowles. I'm the president and co-founder for Let's Swim Bahamas.
And my name is Nancy Knowles. I am the program director for Let's Swim Bahamas.
This whole idea of taking swimming lessons to the Bahamian public was something that we thought was a great idea.
I've always been a learn to swim coach and a life-saving coach. And so this is now my turn to kind of really see learn to swim being developed.
Although we ran swimming for some 30 years and we offered Let's Swim lessons, we knew we were only touching a small, small percentage of the Bahamian public.
I enjoy the children and how happy and excited and joyful they are. When they come here, it's a very positive thing for them.
At the end of the day, more kids will be fulfilled, more kids will have a life-saving skill, and more kids will stay away from crime.
Crime-free.
Looks like me.
Do your part. Join the movement to a safer Bahamas.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you can join us here today on Guardian Radio. On this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, you can call us on 323-6232 or 323-5-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043.
Yes, Mr. Lang.
Hey, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm just asking for a question. I'm just lacking the knowledge. Is the concept of antitrust in business, is that codified into the law in our country?
It is not in any significant way.
See, that's what I'm talking about. We seem to be lacking an ethos in this country of proactivity to protect the little guy. And we just seem to be lacking in our bureaucratic processes and our legislation. We just don't seem to have it. And that's why these things keep happening.
Mind you, as a precursor to entrance into the WTO, we drafted competition laws and a number of pieces of legislation that would have codified antitrust behavior prohibitions in our laws, but we never took the step further than that.
Okay, thank you, sir. Good.
Yeah, you're quite welcome. Take care. I don't know how familiar you guys are with the International Bazaar, especially those of you in Nassau.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. stay. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come get the through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Oh, welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. That one is a first for me. It just dropped. For nothing I could think of, right? Let me read some of these texts before I move on. Maybe we take that up another time. But this text says, Mr. Lang, these banks create junk taxes. Junk taxes. Okay. This says the government should guard against usury and excess fees in the banks. Okay. And what should the government do with all the fees and taxes it charges? While it's telling other people not to have excess fees and taxes. This text is, Mr. Lang, thanks for informing the public on how banks operate. If customers try to use their debit cards without checking their balances, then they should pay fees. Any transaction outside of proper use of the account should pay penalty. Misuse of your account will cost the bank time, use of systems, and by extension, money, says that texter. Texas, Mr. Lang, why is there no regulations by the government to mandate a reduction in the commercial store prices when customs duty are removed? If not, the government should then retrieve those funds from those vendors. But don't forget, though, ultimately, the government's custom duty levy is a charge to you because the bank, because the store is going to pass that on. Now, then when the government reduces the duty, sometimes the cost goes down. Sometimes, but, you know, you want the government to sell them, you have to lower the price. What if my reduction in the custom duty happened the same time, but my cost of goods went up? Same time as the power bill went up. I mean, that's kind of tricky for the government, right? This text says anyone can basically get a license for chicken or cough. How many can get a bank license? So what? That's like saying anyone can become a cashier, but of course it's difficult to get a bank license, and it should be difficult to get a bank license, and anybody shouldn't be able to, because you're taking public deposit. You're taking people's money. That shouldn't be given to every and anybody. You should meet certain requirements to do that, right? Because because when your chicken business fails, when your cup business fails, right? Since you trying to demean the people who sell chicken and cup, how does that affect broad society? When a bank fails, that could ricochet through the financial system, right? Anybody. Oh, yeah, man, come deposit your money here. Do you have sufficient capital to back up your use of these people's money? No, but it's okay, man. You should be able to do this just like getting a chicken license. Think, right? There's a reason. It's easier to get a license if you want to lend your money out. You know, if you just lending money out, not taking money in from people, you can do that. That's not hard. Not as hard as it is to be an institution taking deposits from people. That's a different fiduciary. Mr. XSI, Mr. Lang, great show, very educational. So, Mr. Lang, since the central bank can't do anything about RBC charging declining fee, what happens if the bank pack up and leave? What happens to our money? I was told the bank have our money insured for $50,000 if only have $5,000 in the bank, they're going to give me $50,000. Help me to understand these. Thank you. No. Okay. So if you're a depositor in a bank, and let's say you have $10,000 in the bank, if that bank goes belly up, you'll get all of your $10,000. If you have $20,000, you'll get all of your $20,000 because it's insured with the domestic, the credit deposit scheme. I don't remember the exact name for it, but it's a deposit insurance scheme. So if you have $30,000, you get all of it. If you have $40,000, you get all of it. If you have $50,000, you get all of it. If you have $60,000, you'll get $50,000. If you have $100,000, you get $50,000. Because your money is only insured up to a certain level, and that level, I believe, now is $50,000. So if the bank packs up and leaves and you have $10, $20, $80, $100, $1,000, $10,000, $5,000, $50,000 in the bank, you get all your money back. But if you have more than that, well, you're then at risk. So if you have $200,000, it may make more sense to manage that in a way where you minimize your risk from any one exposure. This text says the government should I read that already. So good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I just tuned into the show. I'm not sure whether or not you have already addressed this, but I'd like to know if the Central Bank of the Bahamas is responsible for setting the banking rates, and if the banks who are now charging those fees are in breach. No, the Central Bank is not in charge of that, does not regulate it, does not control it. And so forth. Those are all part of the free business modeling of the banks. His text says, good afternoon. What caller heard in the House last year was Fred Mitchell complaining about banks forcing people to go cashless on elimination of checks. Okay. This text says, Fargo, do we not have a financial services ombudsman? I cannot name one way that this person has upheld the rights of consumers over the banks. If there is a financial services ombudsman, I don't know of any such person. This text says, don't defend the banks. The banks have no minimum service guidelines to adhere to, and they take advantage of the consumer every day. I'm not defending the banks on this. I have many things on which I could defend banks, and I will. So telling me not to is not going to stop me from doing so. But be honest with you, to complain about the bank charging you a fee for the clients of your debit card, I think you could use your time better. Secondly, I disagree with you wholeheartedly, right? If we have a lot of declines for reasons other than you don't have the money, we all need to park up because our systems just suck. But I have cards. I'm a user. I have friends and family and members. I mean, honestly, I don't think if I go ask 10 of them, they would complain to me that, you know what, bro, this, if I keep doing this, this will probably cost me $2 a month. Come on, man. Be real. Oh, but child, you don't know what $2 could do? Yeah, okay. I know what it could do. It could people be buying Vitamalt, greasy this and greasy that. I know I could do. I could do lots for us. So good afternoon. Great show as usual. I got a question. What happens if your debit card is run fraudulently for multiple times and it depletes your thing that you could take up with a bank as you always should and should do? If you have a fraudulent transaction on your card, don't you take it up with your bank? I know I have. I know others who have. And I know it may take some time, but they have a responsibility to try to remedy the situation once they can verify that it was in fact fraud. But you think that this is the biggest reason for the client? Somebody took money off my account, and therefore, when I went to use it, I wasn't able to? Okay. Says, I will bet you it's more of a revenue-making measure than a cost-saving one. Could be. The bank is no longer making money off of lending money as they used to. Their new model is based on structuring fees, but I wasn't in the meeting, so I can't know this for a fact. I wouldn't debate it with you. I could tell you that. It could be. I don't know. I'm just trying to visualize that person sitting there going, you know what we should do? We should charge a fee for these declining debit cards. I'm trying to visualize that. Probably wasn't even done in the Bahamas. Maybe it was done in the United in Canada. This text says, please inform large decline fees. RBC is 50 cents and others are local banks a dollar. You all hear that? That this is probably something that was happening for a long period of time and you ain't ever pick up on it. says, please inform all banks charge the client fees. RBCA is 50 cents and others are local. Our local banks are $1. Go check it out. We were screaming while we are screaming over something that's been happening to us for years. So you think about people who only have minimum amounts on their accounts, which is most people in the Bahamas. What would that have to do with anything? If you have minimum amounts on your account, you're the one who should know what's on the account. So why are you going to make a transaction you know you can't afford? It's people who have plenty of money might have to try and figure out, now, is that do I have $200,000 on that account or do I have $200,004? If you, most people who have limited funds on their account go to a cash register to use that card nervously. Most do. This text is Mr. Lang. How can we walk away when all these banks provide the same level of awful service? The way these banks treat us, including these credit unions, is simply wrong. Well, I can't argue with you, but you can't set yourself up with a conundrum. If you can't walk away, then what's the point? You can't walk. Banks, all kinds of banks, all kinds of people deal with banks. We have good and bad experiences, so let's stop talking nonsense. We have good and bad experiences, man. You have options. As to what you could do in your banking experience in this country, right? So don't give me that. Right? Some banks have better service for this than that. Where do we think we live? Where? We do like, I was, anyway, let me leave it alone. Mr. Lang, how can we walk? Oh yeah, I didn't get that. It's Texas. Why I stopped doing most of my business with RBC and now use CIBC and Scotia. But we need to find a way to bring some American retail banks over here. Yeah, anyway. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, go ahead, caller. Well, mark them. This text says, there's no fee to check your balance online or via app. Logged in and see transactions in real time 24 hours per day. Think while it is still free. I am advocating that the government charge a fee for thinking. People would place a value on it. What they pay for they will use. Even if it is a penny per thought, or maybe a daily charge. The scary part of that, though, is, okay, now what do you want to charge for? Think about it. Do you want to charge for the thinking that happens to us, or do you want to charge for the thinking we do? Because most of us, thinking happens to us. It is not the thing we do. So you just, things just floating through your head. You didn't start that up. You didn't deliberate on that. They just floating through your head. Thinking the way you want to be charged for is when you actually intentionally try to manipulate an idea, thought, or something like that. Well, the scary part of that is the government mightn't collect a lot of revenue. That's the scary part of it. I'm just saying. So I think, I don't want to get caught up or disagree with the bank charging a fee for declining transactions. Apparently, they already do. I'd be shocked if they didn't already. I'd be shocked because banks, are you all looking at your statements? If you look at your bank statements, and I think you will see all the things for which you are charged, and they aren't like large sums, but at the end of the day, they may add up to about $85 a month, maybe more, depending on the volume of transactions you do for any given period of time, right? But you should take some time to look on your bank transactions, your statements, and see what you charge for. it might be a wake-up call, as in, boy, they don't charge for as many things as I thought, or they just charge you for things I never even pondered. This is what C. Allen is talking about. This is where you are informed and trying to ensure that you aren't operating in the society of the not knowing, right? Because it is that society that tends to get all the sticker shocks at the end of the day, because they are not looking or checking, and then find themselves basically just stunned, right? So can I tell you something? So I'm looking at a statement of mine from a bank, right? My total service charges for a 30-day period is $58. That's my total service charges. My total VAT charges, $8.80. That's my total VAT charges. So my total charges for a period, right, is $66.80. $66.80, right? So I see, can I tell you all the kind of fees that I'm seeing? I see a PC transfer. Let me see what that's. That's not a fee. Let me see. I'm looking for fees. Yeah, I'm looking and I see a lot of fees yet so far. overdraft fee. See one of them. Boy, I must have missed that balance that year, that month. so again, you can get charge fee for that. I see a government tax. And that's a tax on the service charge they did to me. The bank did to me. So I'm getting charged for the bank charge from the government. Right? Of course, when you go to the ATM machine, no, I don't see no fee for that. So I'm looking, I don't see a lot of fees. I mean, I don't see a lot. So, you know, how we be crying. Well, most of what I see is government tax. The government tax, the government get its own. I see that. I don't see a lot. I mean, all these transactions, I don't see a lot of fees. Go look on your statement and tell me what you see. Some of us, we only just cry and only is whine and complain because other people crying and whining and complaining. We don't even know if our situation has anything close to other people's. We just pick up the noise. I just check a whole month and that's a lot of transactions in that month. I didn't see any buggy load or nothing. And the whole year, it don't amount to, you know, but not per person, but maybe for the multiple clients, many thousands of clients the bank has, sure they can make some revenue. But are we just overly sensitive because our pockets are tight and our pockets are tight? Some of us are unemployed. Some of us are over-leveraged because we owe so much. We don't have any free cash to do anything, so it feels tight. Some of us just miserable as hell no matter what. They'd be complaining if Jesus was caring for us. And some of us, you know, have legitimate concerns about the way we are being handled in some transactions and some aspects of our situation with these financial institutions, and we ought to raise the matter where we can, with who we can, to try to bring about some changes. I just like to cover the whole spectrum so that we're not unfair in the circumstance. And I raised it today, just to let you know, call on the central bank all you want. They don't have no power to fix nobody's fees. And if you want to do the fee fixing business, you go in the House of Assembly, where they pass laws, where the Constitution of the Bahamas says that the Parliament can pass any law, saving and except that law which contradicts the Constitution. If the Parliament wants to change it, can change it, provided it isn't an entrenched provision that requires them to go to the people to do so. So if you're a parliamentarian, stop calling on the central bank and call on yourself and say, self, let's move a law to fix these fees. This text says, we should have this outrage with all the fees the people we elect to serve us put on us. That's what I'm thinking. if you're going to be outraged. No, that's the government. We need to give the government the money. The government has to take care of the country. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today. God bless you. He spares life. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.